thanks to the management of WBAL, Hearst Corporation, Ed Kiernan, specifically David Barrett, the CEO of the Hearst Corporation, Ron Smith was able to follow his highest calling, and that was, as he was dubbed, being the voice of reason. Ron was peerless, provocative, and provoking. He followed the truth no matter where it led. He loved WBAL. He loved his colleagues. He loved his loyal listening audience. He said he had the smartest audience in all of radio. Making the announcement of the diagnosis was the most difficult moment of his life. However, that journey was made much easier thanks to Dr. Leheru and superstar nurse Ella May and the wonderful people in this organization that care more about people than any place I've ever been. Okay, except WBAL. But nonetheless, these are buildings of hope bound together by crusaders who not only treat people's illnesses, they treat people kindly and with love. It's a wonderful place to be. And I am committed to continuing Ron's legacy and his commitment to raising research funds for the Pancreatic Cancer Research Fund here at Hopkins. And I'm going to work as hard as I can because I don't want Dr. Liz and Dr. Dan to retire until they've succeeded in their work. So again, I thank the Hearst Corporation and all of you are here. I thank God for this moment, and I thank God for Ron Smith. And thank you all.
Doctor, I'm going to say a couple words real quick. Thank you.